The Draft Beto campaign launched on the heels of O'Rourke's loss to Ted Cruz in a Texas U.S. Senate race. That loss was closer than expected, and O'Rourke's message of uplift and his social media skill helped him raise $78 million. In Concord, Draft Beto attendees could sip Beto beer, Bud Light, or tipple Beto's vodka, bottles of Tito's plastered with O'Rourke's face. The full house of young and not-so-young activists speculated on the former Texas congressman's political future and handicapped a still-embryonic 2020 Democratic primary. Carlos Cardona is chairman of the Laconia Democrats.
Beto has an energy to him that is contagious. I was in Texas for one of his rallies. There's something about him that is definitely you can't just dismiss.
O'Rourke is scheduled to be interviewed by Oprah Winfrey on February 5th. Plenty in this room said they hope he signals his 2020 intentions then. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.